The Cranky Princess, written by L.D. Burr, narrated by Robin Needham, with professional editing by Shelley Wagnitz. This story is dedicated to my darling boys, who wrote the fairy tale of my life, and to my niece Ruby, who has never missed a nap. Copyright 2022. Once upon a time, there lived a cranky princess named Ruby. She grew up in a pink and purple painted castle at the tippy top of a steep mountain. Every day, she watched from her pink sparkly tower for the charming prince who would come to fetch her. She waited for such a long time that she became tired of waiting. "Why is Prince Charming so late?" moaned the cranky princess. "How long must I wait?" Ruby stomped her little foot, shattering her ever-after glass slipper. The king called for his best wizard to fix Ruby's slipper. "There, there," said the king. "Every now and then, a prince is late. Have you seen this mountain? It's quite the climb. I think it's going to take the prince some time." Ruby huffed and tapped her fingers. Crack! She broke a nail. "Fix it!" wailed the cranky princess, who was prone to hysterics. "And because I'm still waiting, I will have all my toenails repainted with the newest shade of hot pink and dusted with glitter." "Oh my," said the king. Next day, the princess was still without a prince. Ruby yawned. "I'm bored," pouted the cranky princess. To pass the time, she took dancing lessons. 1, 2, 3, fit, fit, fit. The princess tripped over her feet. 4, 5, 6, fit, fit, fit. She tore her silky dress. 1, 2, 3, fit, fit, fit. She accidentally did the splits. 4, 5, 6, fit, fit, fit. Clang! She dented her crown when it tumbled from her head. "I am so cranky," she cried out. The king once again called out for his wizard to mend Ruby's crown. By now, all the king's men and even their horses were keeping a close watch for the prince. The princess turned to the wizard, very distressed. Said the wise wizard, "Princes come when they must." The cranky princess was not impressed. She rubbed her tired eyes. "Maybe while you wait, I can charm you with these," offered the wizard. Hoping to make the princess smile, he gave her a unicorn, a magic lamp, and a crystal ball. At first, Ruby was happy, but then she had a run of bad luck. Oops! The unicorn's horn broke off most unexpectedly. She tried rubbing the magic lamp. Crash! The princess dropped the lamp, and the genie made a break for it. All was not lost. Ruby still had her crystal ball. She gazed into it, hoping to find her prince. Poof! The ball fogged up. Said the wizard, scratching his head. The princess whined, shook the ball, and scrunched her face. "All I have is a plain horse. All my wishes are lost. All hope of seeing my prince just disappeared in the fog. It's not fair. I'm so cranky. C-R-A-N-K-Y. She spelled it out. Her eyelids fluttered. They felt so heavy. The wizard waved his magic wand over Ruby's head. "Perhaps it is time you get some rest," he suggested. "Fine," Ruby carefully stomped her feet. "If you need me, I'll be in my pink and purple four-post bed," she huffed. "My pillow isn't fluffy enough," complained the cranky princess just as she slipped off to sleep. Knock, 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 came the prince at the door. Snore, roar. Ruby was already dreaming. The handsome prince gave her a kiss, but she did not stir. He quietly closed her door on his way out. When she finally woke up, Ruby felt much happier. That is, until she looked into the mirror. The princess shrieked, "Ah!" The mirror shattered. Ruby's hair was long and white as snow. Her face was full of wrinkles. Her dress was covered in 100 years of dust. Achoo! Poor Princess Ruby cried herself back to sleep. Snore-roar-roar. The clever wizard appeared, once again waving his wand over her head. The princess opened her eyes. She checked the mirror. Phew! It wasn't broken, and she wasn't old. It was all just a bad dream. The happy princess smiled. Just then, trumpets blared. Prince Charming had finally come. Ruby ran out to meet him. The handsome prince bowed, then smiled at her. Ruby smiled right back. "I thought you might never wake up," he said. "So sorry. I just needed a nap."